USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a year-long investigation, but federal prosecutors say a 21-year-old Georgia man's plot to blow up the White House and other Washington, D.C. landmarks began with a citizen's tip.
This investigation and arrest were the direct result of a tip from the community. Another example of how important it is to contact law enforcement if you see or hear something suspicious.
FBI agent Chris Hacker, who says Hashir Tlaib was hoping to use everything from improvised explosive devices to an anti-tank rocket to carry out his plans. The Los Angeles Unified School District and its public school teachers heading back to the bargaining table with negotiations that are to start at noon today local time. Meanwhile, the union says it will continue picketing for a fourth day. Teachers are seeking higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more staffing. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Changing his tune a bit, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, now saying he can't be sure members of the Trump campaign didn't collude with Russia during the 2016 election. In a contentious interview last night on CNN, Giuliani said he never said there wasn't collusion between the campaign and Russia, but that President Trump himself was not involved in any such activity.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
have. I
have
no idea if I have not. I said the president of the United States.
The L.A. area is expected to get about a month's worth of rain this week, as forecasters say as much as 4 inches of it will fall in the L.A. basin throughout tonight, on top of the 1.25 inches that fell Monday and yesterday, totaling more than 5 inches for the week. Louisville's Kentucky Airport is going to be renamed Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport, as that city is the late boxing legend's hometown. Today would have been his 77th birthday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The partial government shutdown is having an impact on our economy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The 26-day-long partial government shutdown is doing more to harm the nation's economy than earlier estimates indicated. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said on Tuesday the shutdown of one quarter of the federal government is slashing more than 0.1% off the economy for every week it continues. Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News President Trump has been very clear in saying what he wants.
The Democrats say they want border security, but yet they're allowing their leadership to hold the American government hostage. A partial government shutdown is laying at the feet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
YouTube is banning a certain kind of video. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The company is saying all videos depicting what it calls dangerous challenges and pranks will no longer be allowed on the platform. The company creating the ban in response to harmful and distressing viral challenges that have been going on for years, but lately it's been the Bird Box Challenge. That one inspired by the Netflix film of the same name, YouTubers performing common tasks while blindfolded, and that's included even driving vehicles. A Utah teen got into a crash into oncoming traffic because of such a challenge. Users who violate the ban will have their videos removed and a strike set against them. The company says that will limit what they'll be able to do on YouTube for at least 90 days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.